Good day. This is the Farm Market News Morning Show, broadcast number 101 for Thursday, October the 13th. I'm Dave Sims. Canola contracts on the ICE Futures Canada platform were higher Thursday morning, testing upper-end resistance and taking support from weather concerns. Canola was anywhere from $3 to $4 higher, with the November contract checking in at $477.90 a ton. That's up $3.40, while the January contract was at $485.90 a ton. That's up $3.80. Snow, rain, and cold weather are beginning to cause deep concern for farmers on the western portion of the prairies who haven't gotten their crop off yet. Some follow-through buying was also a feature of this morning's activity. However, on the other side, weakness in vegetable oil and the U.S. soy complex limited the gains. The Canadian dollar was slightly stronger, which made canola less attractive, and harvesting conditions are relatively favorable in U.S. soybean-growing areas. Milling wheat, barley, and Durham were untraded and unchanged. In the U.S., soybeans were 5 cents lower. The most active November contract was at $9.39 a bushel. The market is still reeling from the USDA's world-ending stocks prediction of 77.4 billion tons. Also concerning was China's September import numbers, which were lower than expected. There is some danger to the downside, too, if values drift below $9.34 on the charts. On the positive side, though, the livestock industry in the Philippines bought 90,000 tons of soy meal. Corn was 2 cents higher, with the December contract sitting at $3.39 per bushel. There weren't any major surprises in yesterday's USDA report for corn, and that reassured investors. World-ending stocks may have even been a little tighter than expected. There is still room to move to the downside, though. South Korea purchased 55,000 tons of optional origin corn. The corn trade looks to stay mainly range-bound for the time being. U.S. wheat was 8 to 10 cents higher, with the December contract coming in at $4.06 a bushel. Wheat rebounded in the wake of yesterday's losses. The USDA report marked the fourth straight month where world-ending stocks grew tighter. Weakness in the U.S. dollar is helping prop up prices too. Jordan and Japan both bought 100,000 tons of wheat yesterday, while Saudi Arabia is on the hunt for 600,000 tons of hard wheat. That's a look at the ICE Futures Canada and Chicago markets for Thursday morning, October 13th, in Winnipeg. For Farm Market News, I'm Dave Sims.